gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Oh, boy. I made the right-wing websites again.
Yeah, you
all
did.
Right. I know. Everybody stop emailing me. All right. We'll get to that this hour of the Stephanie Miller Show. Brought to you nonetheless by Carbonite. I use Carbonite to back up my computers. It gives me peace of mind. Don't risk losing your irreplaceable files and photos. Back up your computer today with Carbonite. Remember, use the offer code Stephanie for my special offer. You get a 15-day free trial plus 2 months free with any subscription. That's Carbonite.com. Offer code Stephanie. Do it. Do it now. You know, sometimes, Chris, I like to freeze in Carbonite, you know, the Newsbusters and the, who are the other right-wing sites that like to suss out liberal bias and liberal radio.
Right. I think it's less about you in trouble than about you getting someone else in trouble.
Oh, Lord. Well, that's what my job is to get other people in trouble. That's the point of talk radio.
Oh.
We'll have to get Rebecca in here. Will we ever get Contessa Brewer booked again? Probably not.
Probably not.
No. No.
Well, all right. Let me just say, she is awesome. I
love her.
And I'm the one that drags people into trouble. StephanieMiller.com is the website. You can email us all there. Executive producer Chris LaVoy, voice Dee Dee, Jim Ward, associate producer Rebecca Taylor, or me, Stephanie Miller.
Rebecca's plugging her headphones in, so.
I need to shoot her a contestant email. So I.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. Okay, first of all, Chris, let me just say, when news people come on shows.
Yes.
They're not really coming on necessarily as a news person. That's what talk radio is about, is expressing opinions. So people are allowed to express an opinion. But when she said it, I thought, oh, that's going to get picked up somewhere.
However, when her job depends on her objectivity, it's probably not.
Well, but I don't think it's so bad as what. Okay, here's what's the story on all the right-wing websites yesterday and on the Drug Addict Gas Bag Show, which we'll play for you in a moment. See, you know, and they're using this, too, because Russia... Did you see the story on Politico? The most important thing is...
Stephanie Miller.
...is mentioned.
Yeah.
However, let's get to the less important part of the story.
My Stephanie Miller Google News...
went berserk?
went absolutely ape-dumped
like,
this morning.
Now what did she do?
Oh, God.
That's just what we need to do, make Rebecca's job harder.
Yeah.
What did you do? No,
I didn't
we
do
can't
it.
Lose Contessa. She's so awesome.
I know. Well, we
she
might
is
have,
awesome.
We might have lost Contessa.
Oh, Stephanie, I'm so mad at you.
I didn't do it.
What happened?
Okay, the story on Politico, which, again, the headline.
Stephanie Miller.
Mentioned, yes. See, this is the problem. So Rush Limbaugh used it because he got attacked yesterday because he says stuff that's completely out of bounds every day. So, anyway, the political story is conservative radio host Rush Limbaugh and MSNBC daytime anchor Contessa Brewer are being attacked by partisan critics over their response to the attempted bombing in Times Square. Brewer is getting attacked on conservative websites for seeming to suggest she was hoping the terror suspect was linked to a domestic right-wing group, which she did not.
Right.
She just all... Okay. We'll continue. Limbaugh went on the radio to gleefully announce that Shahzad was a registered Democrat, and he wondered if his SUV had an Obama sticker on it. So that is, in my opinion, completely odious. The conservative radio host then said he hoped Shahzad had ties to Acorn. Of course, he's a Democrat. Who knows how many times he voted and where? See, that's a voter fraud joke.
Yeah.
Right. Anyway, so they quote Contessa on our show yesterday. She said, there was a part of me that was hoping this was not going to be anybody with ties to any kind of Islamic country because there are a lot of people who want to use this terrorist intent to justify writing off people who believe in a certain way or come from a certain country or skin color is a certain way, Brewer said Tuesday during a radio interview with host
Stephanie Miller.
Yes. I mean, they use it as a justification for really outdated bigotry. Okay, is there anything we think is really out of bounds so far? She said
those
so.
Those are all facts. Nothing
yes,
that
she
facts.
Goes, so they're quoting her exactly from the show yesterday. So there was a part of me really hoping this would not be the case, that here would be somebody who is not that defined. I mean, he's accused, he's arrested. You know, I don't want to convict him before it's time to do so. He's the guy authorities say is involved. But that being said, I mean, we know even in recent history you have the Hatari militia from Michigan who have plans to, let's face it, create terror. Brewer was attacked by several conservative websites, including the right-leaning conservative media watchdogs, Newsbusters, and Radio Equalizer. Oh, that guy. The guy that used to have a radio show that was heard somewhere on someone's fillings.
Yes.
Yes. That then is now a critic of other radio people. Mm-hmm. over her comments, and she responded with a post on Facebook. Here's what Contessa said yesterday. I'm getting flack for expressing disappointment during a radio interview that the New York City bomb suspect has links to Pakistan. I wasn't hoping the suspect would be of a particular nationality, race, or religion. Instead, I worry that people will use this to justify racism and religious bigotry.
Yep.
What... That, Rebecca, isn't it, you come on a radio show, right, to express, I asked her, right? So mm-hmm. she expressed an opinion. I mean.
But that opinion is what a lot of us feel. I mean, there's nothing far out about her opinion on that.
I know. Well, but I guess what Chris is saying is when people are journalists, they expect they don't have, but they, you don't come on
right,
a talk radio show.
I know.
She's not our news reporter.
I know.
She's. You know, we asked her opinion on things, and as someone that's
right.
covered a lot of this.
But you know, you're taught in journalism school that objectivity is number one. And so...
Right, but Rebecca's right on this.
No,
as usual.
I disagree.
I know.
Was so objective during the interview. It was hilarious. She was totally off the hook. I mean, she was a great interview. I think that this is a bunch of crap.
Thank you, Rebecca. anyway, no, I feel bad for her because now I'm like, oh, great. Now, you know.
Rebecca's on your side and I'm not? What? Huh?
Something, huh?
Yes,
wait a minute.
Yes, I do, Chris.
Good God.
I like this. Fight. Shove Chris into the lockers. all right. So, predictably, we can imagine. Now, did Rush Limbaugh speculate at all about my comparative hotness or notness yesterday? Like
Stephanie Miller is, who is a babe, by the way. I must point this out.
Because you know he is. He's a little hot or cold on me, Rebecca.
Stephanie Miller, who mm-hmm. is a babe on some days. She knows what I mean.
I do not.
No. What?
Know what you mean.
I know what he means.
Oh?
What does he mean?
Well, you know, sometimes you're a little frumpy.
Wow.
Thanks, Rebecca. Anyway, see how quickly she turns on me?
Yes.
All right. So I guess he just played the clip mm-hmm. from the show with no speculation about whether this is one of my hot days or not.
Right.
I don't know. Okay.
Audio sound bites. Here is the hapless Contessa Brewer. We just heard Chris Matthews.
Hapless.
And Anderson Cooper expressing outrage that I was saying environmentalist wackos did this. How could I dare do that? Contessa Brewer on the Stephanie Miller radio show in suburban America.
Wait a minute, stop right there. What the hell does that mean?
I have no idea.
That was a swipe in suburban America?
Ooh, that really stung.
Hello, I'm on here in New York City and in Los Angeles and Chicago.
And San Francisco.
Thank
and
you.
Seattle.
Seattle.
All major cities.
Is he trying to imply I'm just on little podunk somewhere?
Yeah.
Suburban America. All right, well, at least we have a new Stephanie Miller drop. That's the important thing. I'm just going to start doing a farm report. Hello, suburban America. Good morning.
But they don't even farm in the suburbs.
Here's the farm report. Yeah, let me do the farm report here in Manhattan. You drug-addled gas bag. All right, go ahead.
The thing is that, and I get frustrated, and there was part of me that was hoping this was not going to be anybody with ties to any kind of Islamic country because there are a lot of people who want to use terrorist intent to justify writing off people who believe in a certain way or come from certain countries or whose skin color is a certain way. I mean, they use it as justification for really outdated bigotry. And so there was part of me that was really hoping this would not be the case, that here would be somebody who's not the type.
Whose skin color is a certain way? Tell me, what way is black? What way is white?
Huh?
At any rate, that's just a minor point on pay attention to words. So she's admitting that, God, please don't let it be a Middle Eastern. Please let it be a white Republican. Please let it be a conservative who's part of Tea Party. Please. That's what she was hoping.
He's a liar.
And she is an anchor and an info babe at Miss NBC.
Wait a minute. First of all, Rebecca, let's address the most important thing in that soundbite. Is Contessa Brewer's a babe and I'm a suburban radio host now? What's happened to my babeness?
Well, she is a babe.
She is a babe.
She is a babe, I'm just saying.
I think she has a little more babesness than you do.
Oh,
actually.
Yeah, for sure. Well,
that goes without saying. However, now I'm just a farm radio host.
Yeah. Giving the crop reports.
Wait a minute. The world has gone. I'm in left wing world today.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. They're playing my soundbites on right-wing radio now.
And then we're playing him playing your soundbites on our show. What?
This is like...
Oh.
What's the... Okay, now you know I'm going to have a movie reference that I don't understand. What movie am I thinking of? That's like... It's something... It's
like
something,
a Fellini film.
Yeah, sort of.
It's so out there.
Well, no, it's like a Salvador Dali painting where things are turning in on each other, you know? Or an Escher.
No, you're right.
Painting.
We just played a soundbite of Rush Limbaugh playing a soundbite from my show.
Yeah.
Okay, someone will know what I mean, but that is weird. Okay. All right. Yeah. So, I call me crazy.
Crazy.
Thank you. But I don't see where... The other thing is he just speculated yesterday that there was sabotage on the oil rig. I mean, what?
And he absolutely
because
lied.
Because of the fleet of attack submarines that Greenpeace has at their disposal. What?
And he absolutely lied about Contessa wishing it was a white Republican.
Right.
She said
she
absolutely
did not
nothing
that.
Of the
she
sort.
Said
Rush Limbaugh is a liar.
Dear God. Look, here's the thing. News reporters are people. You know, they cover things. They're allowed to have opinions. I mean, please, there's an entire network at Fox News. I was listening. You know what my insomnia induced last night, Chris?
What?
Oh, it was like taking TV Epicac. I got it on Riley, which it was.
Ew.
I never watch him. And he's just stating his fact that the president's a socialist in an interview with, John Stossel or something.
Yeah.
I'm like, what? No, that's not a fact. What?
It's not a fact. He likes to think that he's proven it to be a fact, but he never has.
All right. All right, this may be a little, skewed on my show, but are you on my side or Rush's? 1-800-STEP-12, the phone.
Is it raining where you are?
Where do you come down on this? Because this is, I don't think, I feel bad. I have to email her today. I don't think, and I don't know how I dragged her into that. I think we were talking about,
All she's saying is she hopes that people don't become more racist.
Yes.
And they already are out there. There's a lot of tension in the air, and Rush totally skewed it.
Yeah. Thank you, Rebecca. Thank you. All right, go back to hating me, please. This is very disconcerting. All right.
F you. Goodbye.
All right, goodbye. Also, since we're talking about right-wing will, we certainly today have to get to the, yes.
Oh, this is awesome.
Oh, another day, another Christian right, anti-gay, co-founder of the Family Research Council guy that went on vacation with a rent boy?
Yes.
Which is a new term to mama.
Oh, you've never heard that term before?
No.
There's a website called rentboy.com?
I had not. Yes. Apparently, that's one of the best excuses ever. He can't carry his own luggage, and that's why he went on the website where you get the shirtless young guys with the smooth, sweet, tight ass.
Yeah.
That's where you, because that's important when you need a bellhop. All right, so we will.
I know how else you can get a tight ass.
Yes. All right. Anyway, by lifting homophobes.
Well, also with P90X.
Baggage. 20 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller, she has one of these liberal talk shows that nobody listens to.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller.
Hey, if Fox News can do polls about what Fox viewers thinks, I can do Stephanie Miller polls about what Stephanie Miller listeners think about,
That's right.
Stephanie Miller.
Yeah. And whose side they're on, mine or Rush. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. Let's go to Don, my right wing love muffin in Chicago. Hi, Don.
Good morning.
I was listening
to Rush yesterday when he said what he said about your show.
Had you listened to me on my suburban station?
I try and listen to both sides, and yeah. I agree with you guys about, I agree with you sometimes about 30% of the time, and Rush, about 60% of the time.
Do you agree with Rush that the oil rig was probably sabotaged by someone?
No, I definitely think it was an awful coincidental that, uh-huh. President Obama comes out for oil drilling and all of a sudden, poof. I mean, I definitely think it's something to think about.
Yes, sure. So he probably sent a Navy SEAL in.
So you're accusing the president of murder?
No,
because 11 people were killed in the explosion?
Come on, guys. The Earth Liberation Front has nothing to do with Obama.
So he came out for drilling, and his reason then to sabotage the oil rig so there's a huge natural disaster on his watch.
I'm not saying that Barack Obama is guilty of anything. I'm saying that
I saw Michael Brown, which, like I was saying, who invites him on to talk about disaster management? But he was saying he had said they have this huge oil spill, and that's exactly what they wanted.
There are people on the left who are absolutely happy about this. Let's face it.
Who's happy about this?
All the people.
This is
going to
be probably the largest largest environmental disaster we've ever had. It's going to be bigger than the Exxon Valdez.
Couldn't be anything better for people that oppose offshore drilling. Am I right or wrong? Come on now.
Well,
right-wingers.
I know, but you're making a point that you're casting suspicion on that someone did this deliberately without any evidence.
And that bothers the leftists. Come on, they think that right wingers blew President Bush blew up the Twin Towers.
President Bush blew up the Twin Towers. Some teabaggers think that.
And this has nothing to do with Barack Obama.
Let's go on to Russia's comments and Contessa Brewer's comments. Go ahead.
Well, I think that definitely the left wants a white guy to be a nutball, and the right wants the Muslims to be nutballs. They're both extremists.
I don't want anyone to be nutballs. I prefer if nobody gets killed.
Neither do I, Stephanie, and I'm your right-wing guy. So, I mean,
right.
I don't want anybody to be aggressive, and that's what we really start needing to use the word aggressive. An aggressive leftist, an aggressive right-winger. Those people need to be profiled or whatever you want to call it. They need to be highlighted and removed from the debate. You know, we're having a nice conversation, completely two opposite sides of the political spectrum, and we can come to an agreement on how to live life without being aggressive. But once somebody stands up, invades your space, starts pointing, angry at you, they're up to something. Otherwise, they wouldn't do it. I listen to the Stephanie Miller Show virtually every morning. I disagree with so much of what you say, but I want you to be around.
Well, thank you. That, and I want you to be around. It means that you have exquisite taste in broadcasting, particularly suburban farm shows. And I appreciate. Tell Rush, I love him.
You forget that you also have wonderful posture, and you're a confident woman. And there's nothing more attractive.
You have good posture.
Thank you, Don.
Oh,
you smooth talker. Oh, no. My goodness. All right, thank you, Don. Give Rush my love. All right, thank you.
Love your posture.
Boy, as a woman ages, the compliments get.
At least you don't have a dowager's hump.
Compliments get a little more, equivocal. You have very good posture, and you're a confident woman.
At least you're not hunched over.
Like a maxi pad.
Yeah.
What did some guy call me recently? You're so fit and newsy.
What? Thanks.
All right. Well, I'll take it. 29 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
Once again, something wonderful in my life has been turned into a giant crap fest.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 34 minutes after the hour. Oh, my ex-husband Hal Sparks is gallivanting about the globe on his little comedy guide.
He'll be checking in hour 3 of the show today.
He will be humping in with Hal on the phone.
Yeah.
In hour number 3. All right. And also Carl Frisch from Media Matters for America, co-hosts Right Wing World next hour, which... I'm in. Well, I'm in. I played a clip of Rush playing a clip of my show. Someone, Tim says Steph Kafka would be shaking his.
Yes.
Kafka-esque. That's
it's
what it
Kafka-esque.
Is. That's what I was thinking of. Yes. Mm-hmm. All right. Let's go to Don in Fort Lauderdale. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Don.
Hi. About Contessa Brewer and that mild opinion she gave, what's the big deal? I don't understand. Didn't John Chancellor on NBC and so many network news anchors for so many years give a commentary at the end of their network newscast? Even Walter Cronkite, the most trusted name in news, used to do that.
I was just going to bring up Uncle Walter. Exactly. America's newsman. It certainly had an opinion about the Vietnam War.
Exactly. Chancellor, Walter Cronkite. I'm starting to sound so old. About the right-wing nut job.
If you mention Huntley Brinkley, it's time to get back in the Barker Lounge, Grandpa.
Black and white TV, yes. About the right-wing nut jobs that say environmentalists caused the spill. Now, think about this. Environmentalists who don't want drilling because of the toxic messes will destroy the environment, they actually made a toxic mess that will destroy the environment? Doesn't make any
yes.
sense.
Yes. You know? So it makes perfect sense if you're in right-wing world. Hello, Jay in Detroit. You're Mama, on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome.
Mama, stop tripping. Stop tripping. Rush is just grabbing at straws. He's probably 30 days outside of another cardiac episode brought about by overindulgence of Vicodin, so don't worry
now,
about it.
We have no information about that of any kind. Let's go to Liz in St. Louis on Contessa Brewer's comments on my show yesterday. Hi, Liz.
Good morning, Stephanie. How are you doing?
Good. Go ahead.
Hey, so I have to say I do definitely agree with you, but, you know, how are we all supposed to deal with somebody as irrational as Rush? And I thought about this, and I'm like, you know, part of me is like, well, maybe we should just ignore him and let him go away. Kind of like you would a pimple, you know, if you just leave it alone, it fades and disappears, but if you mess with it.
Yes, like stop touching it. Stop touching it, yes.
Mm-hmm. Don't pick at it.
Don't pick at it.
That's right. But if we don't, then all of these irrational statements get out there, and something in me just can't let that happen because there's too many people that are too easily swayed by easy answers.
Yep.
I think you do a good job and just keep on refuting what he says.
All right. Thank you, honey. All right.
You know what? Mm-hmm. I think that Rush Limbaugh just wants to be the meat in a Stephanie Miller Contessa Brewer sandwich.
I think he wants to date me.
Yep.
He wants to kiss me. All right. Let's pause briefly for the...
Oh, this is awesome.
Story of the day. Tim and Madison, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome.
Good morning. Really? Rent-A-Boy to move your bags. Has anyone
yes.
bet on rentaboy.com or I think whatever? I think everyone should go online and when they're at home and
yes.
check out this site just to show how hypocritical how their hypocrisy is. It blows me away that I rented a boy to move my
yes.
luggage.
Yes.
Unless if your luggage is in your crotch, that's the only way, that's the only luggage that little boy was moving.
All right. You know, and let me just say, you know, my dad,
mm-hmm.
My Republican dad, he had a bad back all his life.
Mm-hmm.
And so he would never carry his own luggage. He would make my mom carry it.
Exactly. Go on rentagirl.com.
Rentagirl.
Exactly. But I'm just saying... It always looked odd, but
he never
but
had
I'm
a,
just saying, he never went to rentboy.com.
Hmm.
I'm just saying, it doesn't seem like it's the only option, Chris. Might you take your organ out for this, by the way? He is a Christian right leader, co-founder of the Family Research Council, George Reckers.
Recker, barely know her.
He took a vacation with a rent boy. You know, Mama, as an elderly shut-in,
yes.
Chris, who knows who Huntley Brinkley is, I was not familiar with the term rent boy.
Okay.
The pictures on rentboy.com show a shirtless young man with delicate features, guileless eyes, a sun-kissed, hairless skin. The profile touts his smooth, sweet, tight ass and perfectly built 8-inch...
member.
Uncut. And explained that he is sensual, wild, and up for anything as long as you ask first. And as long as you pay. On April 13th, the rent boy arrived at Miami International Airport on Iberian Airlines Flight 6123. After a 10-day fully subsidized trip to Europe, he was soon followed out of customs by an old man with a mustache and a desperate blonde comb-over pushing an overburdened baggage cart. That man was George Allen Reckers of North Miami.
He was an international rent boy? That takes some money.
That cost you more.
Yeah.
The call boy's client, and as it happens, one of America's most prominent anti-gay act. Reckers, a Baptist minister who is a leading scholar for the Christian right, left the terminal with his gay escort looking a bit discomfited when a picture of the two was snapped with a hot pink digital camera. Reached by the New Times before a trip to Bermuda, Reckers had learned that Lucian was a prostitute only midway through their vacation.
Oh.
Just, you know, you're chatting over mojitos. Oh, you're a what?
Although they went to Spain? Be less mojitos and more sangria, I think.
I had surgery, Reckers. I'm sorry, I don't know if I can even get through this whole story. I had surgery. And I can't lift luggage. That's why I hired him. Although there is the pictures of him pushing the giant baggage cart, so I guess he was okay with that.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Reckers wouldn't deny he met his slender blonde escort at rentboy.com. which features homepage images of men in bondage and grainy videos of crotch rubbing. Okay, anyway, he formed the Family Research Council with James Dobson.
Oh.
And vehemently, a rapidly Christian anti-gay lobbying group that has become a standard bearer of the nation's extreme right wing. He has published papers and books by the hundreds, Chris, with titles like Who Am I? Lord and Growing Up Straight, What Families Should Know About Homosexuality.
I wonder if he had a hand in those tips for raising a straight boy that James Dobson put out.
Yes, he's a board member for the National Association for Research and Therapy of Homosexuality, an organization that systematically attempts to turn gay people straight.
Huh.
Okay. Apparently that's where you do your research for that would be at grantboy.com.
Sure.
Oh, my God.
All right. We continue. Let's go to Ann in Madison. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Ann.
Hey, Steph. Hey, Mook.
Hello.
Hello. So I'd like to go back to the caller who thinks the environmentalists may have sabotaged the oil rig. It's amazing to me that no one has chatted about the fact that the crew on the oil rig were Halliburton employees who have a very long record of cutting corners wherever they possibly can without any regard to human safety. So I'm thinking I'd probably look there first for a culprit before I went to the environment.
Somehow that seems a little more, I don't know, logical.
Yeah, don't you think?
Sure.
They can't get a lot of money out of Iraq anymore because we're cutting back there, so they're finding new ways to milk the government and not pay taxes.
Yep, absolutely. Yeah, that would seem a little more weirdly coincidental to me, Chris, that Halliburton was cementing the underwater
whatever
at the exact same time this happened. That seems a little more than that, as we said, I don't know, Code Pink used their fleet of,
submarines.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's go to, they can't even afford clothes that aren't pink, for God's sakes, let alone it. Okay, I'm just saying. Mike in Madison, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome, Mike.
Wow, I have never heard so many lockstep douche noggles coming out of the woodwork like I have the last week and a half. On every progressive radio station, they're calling in, environmental Obama conspiracy. You've got to be kidding me. What about 8 years of Bushness? Where were you?
Yep, I know. Exactly. And may I just say, I thought Ed Schultz, among others, did a great job yesterday. It's just this terrible. Are you kidding me? 9/11 happened on Bush's watch.
Yep.
And he confessed. The suspect in the New York City Times Square bombing attempt confessed and provided useful intelligence while being questioned without torture. After his arrest at New York's JFK, first of all, John McCain ought to be once again ashamed of himself, talking about not reading him his Miranda rights. He'd be assured that he'd get off on a technicality then.
Yep.
It's like the stupidest thing I've ever heard of. Some Republicans in Congress are already publicly urging the administration not to administer Miranda rights to Shahzad, but an FBI official said the suspect was questioned. Excuse me. Anyway, asked directly whether Shahzad admitted involvement in the attempted bombing, the attorney general said he has done that. There was a great team effort for law enforcement. Janet Napolitano said Customs and Border Protection officers successfully apprehended the suspect after its agents had been tracking outbound flights for potential suspects for the past 3 days. They were able to match it once the plane's manifest was complete. They also had the authority, if the flight had actually taken off, to order the flight to turn around and come back. We were never in any fear of losing him, said Eric Holder yesterday. We obviously have a good relationship with Dubai, even if it had landed. The problem is you can almost feel the right wing wishing the attack was successful.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's like these are two plots that were foiled, and that's still not good enough.
Right.
Now they're saying, oh, well, but how come he got on the plane? And what?
And they caught him just 53 hours after.
53 hours. That's what Ray Kelly, the police commissioner, said. It was 53 hours and 20 minutes after the vehicle was abandoned in Times Square. Kelly said Jack Bauer can do it in 24 minutes. In the real world, 53 hours is a pretty good number.
That's a damn good number. Congratulations to everyone involved.
Yes. Our collective success unraveling this plot comes down to using traditional law enforcement techniques, such as federal court authorized search warrants, along with intelligence-based authorities to maximize our evidence and intelligence gathering. So, I mean, it really is incredible how the right wing is able to spin this as a failure somehow.
Yeah.
And 9/11 somehow, I guess, was just a gimme, whatever. I mean, unbelievable, the president yesterday. about the
American people can be assured that the FBI and their partners in this process have all the tools and experience they need to learn everything we can. And that includes what, if any, connection this individual has to terrorist groups.
Yeah, I mean, it's, well, who was the last guy? Oh, I guess it was the underwear guy, right?
Yeah, Christmas Day.
He was like singing like a bird. It's like, what, oh, you want to just torture him anyway? Just for the hell of it? I mean, it's, and that's the thing that people don't understand, that, you know, get in this frenzy. If you deny him Miranda rights, he's a U.S. citizen. He won't be convicted.
That's right.
You morons. 45 minutes after the hour. All right, back with the latest on the New York City bomb plot and much more as we continue on the Stephanie Miller Show.
I'm sorry, that's inappropriate.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. 50 minutes after the hour, 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. Carl Frisch coming up to host the Kafka-esque nightmare that is right-wing world next hour. Because I'm in it. Rush is, I'm playing a clip of Rush playing a clip of me. All right. By the way, you know, I think Contessa Brewer, what she was saying, you know, essentially, just because there is so much bigotry, she just was expressing a, she didn't say, oh, gee, I hope I was hoping it was a white Republican teabagger guy. She didn't say that. You know, and here's the thing, it's just, it lends credence, I think, to some of the bigots of the world like Franklin Graham. You know, you've got to know he's out there going, well, see, I told you Islam's an evil religion, and it's not, answer me something, Chris, how is it any different when an Islamic person misuses their religion like that for violence, then when somebody bombs an abortion clinic because they're a Christian.
Fundamentalists.
Or kills an abortion doctor because they're a Christian.
Fundamentalists in every religion are dangerous.
Thank you. Okay. Let's go to Sanchez in Montebello. Hola, que tal, adios, mi amigo. Hello, Sanchez. Oh, I didn't do the thing right. Sorry. No wonder. Okay. Hello, Sanchez. Hola.
Mamacitos, Wookiees, muy buenos nachos. First of all, two comments I have to make here real quick. This guy, Don in Chicago, I'm going to regret the day I ever say this, but Don in Chicago makes John from Amherst sound like summa cum laude genius. Holy God.
This is true.
Oh, my God. But I was really calling in support of Contessa Brewer. Yes, I vote for Contessa Brewer because she's such a babe. And there's a reason, Mamacita, you're on your C-3PO exercise program now.
P90X.
P90X.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's different.
Sorry. Mm-hmm. No wonder when I order it, I always get this little robot at my door.
All right.
But when you're doing that, though, isn't it about time because even Rush Windbag calls Contessa Brewer a babe, but not you. Isn't it about time that you do your Stephanie Miller Bikini Beach calendar? You got the body for it.
Yes, all right. I got it. Okay. Oh, by the way, Chris and Yankton wrote about Jan from Lackport.
Yeah.
Who called yesterday. Steph and Chris, the number of confused, unrelated, vaguely racist ideas that caller John from Lockport spouted yesterday made my brain hurt. Good Lord, it was confusing. His brain is like one of those corn popper kids' toys with half-baked ideas bouncing around inside, banging into each other, making a lot of noise, but no sense.
Underneath a dome.
Then he sent a little picture. Right. I know what that is. It's the handle and the
little
corn
Fisher Price thing where you push it along the floor.
You
and,
push it.
Yeah.
And a bunch of half-baked racist ideas pop
around. Bounce
around.
In there. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like the kids version of that song Popcorn from the 70s. That one, you know what I'm saying. Thank you, Chris.
Oh, I need to find that.
Yeah. Okay. Let's go to Asia. Am I saying that right? In Boston.
Yes. This is good because I've had time to calm down now. But
okay.
For the guy who called in saying that there are some liberals who are happy about this oil rig accident,
yes.
I say no. That's your side. That's you guys. Because
yeah.
You guys, not all conservatives, because I do know some conservatives personally in my life, and they're great people.
But right. Well, Asia, it's like what they said, like, oh, well, you're just this Goldman Sachs thing. Isn't that convenient? It's like, we made Goldman Sachs be crooks?
No,
you know?
It's the diddleheads that listen to Rush Limbaugh and thinks that he makes, like, some kind of sense. No,
yes.
Because to you guys, winning is everything. You guys.
Yes. Yes. Thank you, honey. All right. Let's go to Tom. Oh, and it must be my suburban station there in Minnesota. Hello, Tom. Oh, wait a minute. Hang on. I'm sorry. I can't work the thing here at the farm. Hello, Tom.
Hello. I find myself oddly rooting for Rush in this case.
Really?
You know, I think that if you could insinuate yourself into the suburbs, that would be great. I'd love it here. The suburbs around Minneapolis are the hotbed of right-wing nutjobs. So work at it.
All right. I will try. What did he call me? I'm the host of Suburban America?
It's something like that. Hey, that's good, though.
Okay.
That's middle America.
Yes. Chris and someone already wrote in about how the yearling steers are doing this year. Chris in Oakland, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome.
Good morning.
Yes.
It's always fun to call in and, you know, splash a little sarcastic common sense on people like Rush and Don, but it's not often that I actually get to call in and on a subject that kind of touches on my profession. So as the official 200-pound red meat-eating commercial diver of the Stephanie Miller Show who cries like a baby the day my dog died, I'd like to offer a little insight on this thing for Rush and Don. That platform was a deep lake tension platform. The wellhead was approximately a mile below the surface. The deepest the humans go underwater is about 1,000 feet, and that's with a SAT system, which is a special diving system that has a bell, and the divers are pressed down to that depth, and that's the depth they stay at so they don't go up and down. If I can't get to that thing, you know, from a dive support vessel in full commercial gear. On a SAT system, on $100 million SAT system, I really don't think the Earth Liberation Front's going to get down there with a scuba bottle.
Yeah.
The thing blew on bottom. It blew on bottom. The explosion came up the pipe and killed the people on the drill deck and a couple people in the control room. Yeah.
You know, the good news, Chris, is everything you're saying sounds really dirty, and I'm just picturing a 200-pound hunk of beefcake that loves dogs. That's all I've got from this conversation.
Oh, my God.
Thank you. Anyway.
You've probably turned Chris gay now.
All right. I don't know. It's making me hot. And blue bottom something. I don't know.
What
was the other thing? Sounded like something from the other Rent Boy story. All right. The suspect in the failed Times Square bombing told authorities he trained at a terrorism camp in Pakistan. You know, he must have not gotten into the good. He must have gone to, like, the BOCES thing. I don't know. Wasn't there always like a trade school that for people that couldn't really get in, you know, that couldn't get into an actual?
Yeah, a trade school.
Something. No offense. I'm just saying. He didn't actually go. He didn't get the good training if he did.
I'm sure we have lots of listeners who went to trade schools. They're fine.
And we applaud them. Okay. Attorney General Eric Holder said Shahzad was cooperating with authorities and would face terrorism and weapons of mass destruction charges. He said he had provided valuable information. The Pakistani Taliban has taken credit for the bomb plot. U.S. officials say there is no evidence to back that up. Just now, the president yesterday.
As Americans and as a nation, we will not be terrorized. We will not cower in fear. We will not be intimidated. We will be vigilant. We will work together. And we will protect and defend the country we love to ensure a safe and prosperous future for our people.
Tony in Louisiana, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome, Tony.
Hey, Steph. Thanks. Now, I live in the middle of T-bag country. So, you know, I realize the fight you fight. But, you know, you're not dealing with normal people. They don't think right. They take money from the government. Year in, year out, tornadoes, hurricanes, whatever. And they never think twice about it. That's government insurance. They've been insured by Barack Obama.
Yep, you know? yep, absolutely. All right, 58 minutes after the hour, Carl Frisch from Media Matters, next to host Right Wing World on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Mm-hmm. It is the Stephanie Miller Show. This hour brought to you by GoToMeeting. GoToMeeting, the best way to host an online meeting. My listeners can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days. Visit GoToMeeting.com. Click on that Try It Free button. Type in the promo code Stephanie. Don't forget the promo code Stephanie.
What was
StephanieMiller.com, the website. You can email it all. Also, all their executive producer, Chris LeBoy, voice deity, Jim Ward, or me, Stephanie Miller. Jim knows the movie I meant.
Lady from
Shanghai. Okay, because in Right Wing World coming up, I'll be playing a clip of Rush Limbaugh playing a clip from my show.
Right.
And it's the scene of what?
The House of Mirrors at the end of Lady from Shanghai with Orson
That's
Welles.
It.
I highly doubt you've seen that
exactly
movie,
it.
Stephanie.
Shut up, Chris.
Because it was in black and white.
Yeah. You know, this is boring. Where are the colors? Where's J-Lo?
Is Sandra Bullock or Julia Roberts in it? What's the point? Jamal writes, sorry, Steph, I know you hear this a billion times a day. No.
Computer says no.
But I'm head over heels in love with you. If I lived in New York, I would totally track you down and proceed to Mac you down.
Oh,
Mac you down.
Totally unoriginal. Actually, that is fairly original. I don't think anyone's offered to Mac me down in quite some time.
Is that anything like, I want to sex you up?
Oh, I don't know.
Would you rather be macking down or sexed up?
I don't know.
Or both.
Thank you, either way. Because the best compliment I've gotten so far this show, Jim, is a listener said I have good posture.
That's good on the radio. Yeah, it's very important.
I don't know. Good posture. And what else? I'm a confident woman.
Mm. Sounds like something from a
tampon commercial.
Yeah.
Oh, no. All right. You know, it's time for Right Wing World, and that means it's Frisch. Carl. Carl Frisch. For Media Matters for America. So inviting to me. Yep. Good morning, Carl Frisch.
Good morning.
Thank you for joining us.
Absolutely.
I'm in Right Wing World, just to give you a warning, but here is our first drug-addled gas bag clip. Rush Limbaugh on the president and the oil cleanup.
Only government can fix oil spills. Only government can clean up after hurricane. Only government can clean up an economic mess. The way I look at it, it's all getting worse. Because we got a guy with a five-minute career here who, I don't care what room he walks into, is the least qualified to do anything.
Who are you talking about? Michael Brown?
I was just going to say, did he just somehow blame him for the Hurricane Katrina cleanup? I'm not even sure I understand what that means. Do you, Carl?
Well, I think Russia's basically become a Gulf Coast truther. You know, he's saying that it might be an inside job. And now, you know, it reminded me of Haiti. Back during, just after the Haiti earthquake, he downplayed the need to get involved out there and help out. You know, he said that the UN was already there and we already pay the UN, that kind of thing. We've already donated to them. So, you know, this time around he's saying that we don't really need to do anything out there to clean up because the ocean will take care of it on its own.
Yes, he said there's oil in the ocean naturally, and this is no big deal.
Right. Well, that's like saying that there's blubber in Rush Limbaugh naturally and that we should leave him alone. But, you know, Limbaugh just frankly doesn't know what he's talking about, and he'll use any political tragedy for political gain.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Glenn Beck, I'm not even sure. What the hell did Michael Bloomberg say that set him off so much? I don't even get it.
He said something about how this could be a tea party or something.
Yeah.
I hope that we're holding him in our arms right now and cradling him and asking him why. Why? What don't we understand about you? What did we do that made you want to fill this? You know what's so amazing to me?
Music playing.
Is it's these weasel pinheads like Bloomberg that will do. Let's hold them for a while. Let's understand them.
Actually, I believe what Michael Bloomberg said is the arrest should not be used as an excuse for anti-Muslim actions. He said we won't tolerate any bias or backlash against Pakistani or Muslim New Yorkers, is what he said.
Well, you know, and this is coming from Glenn Beck, who actually did come out and say that the suspects should get their Miranda rights, which, you know, is going to go over really well with the rest of his colleagues at Fox who don't believe in Miranda rights for pretty much anybody. But
which is moronic because that means they would get off on a technicality. Right.
And you hear Glenn Beck talking like that, and you think that he may have heard that somewhere else before, maybe in a room with white padded walls.
Yeah, yes, exactly. Charles Krauthammer, oh, here we go, on the Miranda rights. Uh-huh.
My problem is why they then Mirandized him. Now, they have said that he still is talking. But when you read a guy's rights, you say you have the right to remain silent and get an attorney. There's no way of knowing in advance that he's going to keep talking. He could. It's distinctly possible he's going to shut up and get a lawyer and say you're nothing. And here we are in a situation where we don't know all the parameters. We don't know if he has accomplices here, if he has accomplices in Pakistan, the extent of the contacts, the network, the training camps. You get immediate information, yes. So why did they give him his Miranda rights?
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't matter to them that this has been obviously hugely successful thus far. And
also, he's an American citizen.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, even if you don't think that we should be taking enemy combatants and Mirandizing them, this guy's an American citizen. I don't care what you think in terms of whether or not he should have been granted citizenship. He is a citizen. And he was given his Miranda rights because that's what you have to do.
but more importantly, it could cost you the case if you don't do it. I mean,
right,
that
precisely.
Yeah, and
it
obviously didn't.
Too much Law and Order.
Yeah.
Right, and he obviously talked before and after they read him his Miranda rights. And you know, this whole thing, people like John McCain, Peter, could you hear Peter King? He said, did they Mirandize him? I know he's an American citizen, but still. It's like, but they're just, the Constitution's just disposable when they feel like it, I guess.
Right. And McCain is, you know, one of the worst examples of somebody who is using all this stuff for personal political benefit. And if people don't wise up to the fact that John McCain is no maverick, he never was, and that he's just as much a politician as anybody else in Washington, they better, because this election that he's in right now is proving it.
Yeah, the other thing I don't get is that he already talked immediately, and they're still criticizing the way this was handled. All right, Glenn Beck on the Fox News.
These are the guys who don't overthrow regimes. They just nudge. They help.
Special ops people.
Do you really think that we're the only country that does that? Do you really think with our open border, nobody has been sent up here just waiting from all over the world? You think Hugo Chavez hasn't thought, hey, go send a few people up there to help?
Oh, I see. We're going to be overthrown by Hugo Chavez's special ops. Is that the...
Right. Too much movies, I guess, at midnight. But Glenn Beck, of anybody who has been giving out the revolutionary rhetoric, he's the one that's sprouting up these homegrown revolutionaries that think that the president doesn't belong in office and that he wasn't elected justifiably. So if anybody's to blame for anybody out there who thinks that the president should be overthrown, it's people like Glenn Beck.
Yeah, if only we had Brian Kilmeade setting our immigration policy.
Do you think we have to have new immigration rules when it comes to Pakistan? I mean, that's where these guys are coming from. I mean, we have to think twice, perhaps, before we tell somebody, congratulations, shake my hand, you're a U.S. citizen, as they go back to Peshawar and then train to be a terrorist. Or were they a terrorist prior to that?
Now, shake my hands from Saudi Arabia.
Yeah, I was just going to say, huh, yeah, I guess that means no Saudi Arabians, no Egyptians, no, yeah.
Well, and he acts like people don't have access to media
right.
in these other countries. And if we did that, what would keep them from just going to a different country and coming to us from there? Which we know that they've done before. I mean, when they were in Afghanistan with the Taliban, we went into Afghanistan, and now a lot of them are in Pakistan. So, again, a brown-haired guy who's not Steve Doocy is not the brightest bulb in the box.
All right. Hannity on the, oh boy, they're really trying this hard, aren't they, that the oil spill is Obama's Katrina.
You have 1,000 barrels of oil coming on shore. Doesn't the government have a responsibility? After all, they've got to take care of our health care and tell us how much salt we can take into our bodies.
Yeah,
10 days, the government did nothing, but they claim they were there from day one.
Okay.
I want them to be honest with the American people.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
There's a whole lot of stupid in that sentence. From the salt comment to the idea that this is Obama's Katrina, which, you know, unfortunately was something that was kind of prodded along by the mainstream press and picked up by the likes of Fox and Rush Limbaugh. But, you know, it's just Hannity being Hannity, and he is going to use whatever he possibly can to demonize and politicize a tragedy to hurt the president.
Yeah. And
the oil industry that put this stuff in place, and they have the machinery to fix it. They should, anyway.
Yes.
So,
right. I mean, and this is supposedly one of the most technologically advanced rigs, in use today. Even the New York Times quoted this organization called the Gulf of Mexico Foundation without noting that this supposed conservation group gets a whole lot of money from the oil and gas industry, and one of the board members for the nonprofit is a guy from a company that owns this rig. And that's how deep this goes, and the problems with the reporting on this go. The idea that the president wasn't involved on this from the very minute that we found out about it is just BS, and people can find out. We have a big timeline up on our website at mediamatters.org so that people can see just how involved this story is.
He certainly wasn't at John McCain's birthday party.
No, it was not.
Yeah,
it was not.
Exactly. All right, Monica Crowley on O'Reilly on the
Once again, we have the case of the mysterious disappearing religion. We seem to have the suicidal inability to call the enemy what it is and talk about the nature of the threat as it exists. This show tonight is the first major media outlet to put the words Islam and terror together.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, that's.
I love that it's always a news show when they want it to be a news show, and an opinion show when they do something stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I guess the other outlet should have been reporting things before we actually even had the information about who he was and where he was from and what this was for.
Fine, as long as they start calling every person who commits a crime in this country, whether it's jaywalking or murder, who happens to be a Christian, as long as they start calling them Christian terrorists.
Yeah, exactly. All right, Carl, wait there on the sidecar, the soundbite, the Kafka-esque, I'll be playing a clip of Rush playing a clip of me as to finish up Right Wing World. In the meantime, kids, we've been talking about GoToMeeting here at the Stephanie Miller Show, and it's because we love it. We couldn't live without it now that we've gone by. Coastal.
Sorry, what? Oh.
Picture the... See... That's why you got to get Jim's attention.
Memo. Yeah. Just picture a Contessa Brewer Stephanie Miller sandwich.
Ooh.
Picture this. You're trying to get Jim Ward's attention. You're trying to show him the hot lesbian country singer that just came out.
Shelley Wright.
And you can't explain it. Well, now you can. You're on the phone with Jim. It's frustrating. He can't see what you're talking about. Good news.
Well,
now he can.
That is, Stephanie, if you have a picture of Shelley Wright on your desktop.
Yeah.
I could show him then magically. Everyone just logs on to GoToMeeting.com. And they can see your computer desktop on their computer screen. Now you can show them what you're talking about. GoToMeeting is brought to you by Citrix, the easiest, most secure way to hold an online meeting. Use GoToMeeting for sales presentations, training sessions, or product demos. We've used GoToMeeting here for a long time at Stephanie Miller Incorporated. We love it. My listeners can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days. That's a month of unlimited online meetings free. Visit GoToMeeting.com, click on the Try It Free button, use the promo code Stephanie. Make sure you use that promo code Stephanie. 19 minutes after the hour, right back with the rest of Right Wing World on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Believe me, this is so deeply warped, even I get it.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Jim, you're right. Jim, you're right. Sean Hannity's Where Was the Government in the Oil Spill? It's his new version of the buses.
Where are the buses? Why didn't Obama dive down 5,000 feet and work his Kenyan Muslim voodoo to fix the hole? He didn't do it. Where are the buses?
Why didn't Reagan send the buses? Yeah, that was the whole
thing. Reagan, another black guy.
Exactly.
Coincidence? I think not.
All right. Carl Frisch from Media Matters rejoins us for the end of Right Wing World. Hello, Carl.
Hello.
This is a Kafka-esque nightmare. I will be playing a clip now of Rush Limbaugh playing a clip of me. I don't know if you heard about this. It was a Politico story. Because, of course, Rush is trying to mitigate what he said. We had Contessa Brewer on yesterday from MSNBC, and she expressed an opinion. you know, about, she just was saying, I hope that, you know, this isn't, he's not from an Islamic country and this causes more bigotry, whatever. But, you know, he basically lies. He says that she said, oh, she wishes it was a teabagger. She didn't say anything of the sort. But anyway, I think the important thing is apparently I'm a suburban radio host. All right, here it is.
Audio sound bites. Here is the hapless Contessa Bruna. We just heard Chris Matthews and Anderson Cooper expressing outrage that I was saying environmentalist wackos did this. How could I dare do that? Contessa Brewer on the Stephanie Miller radio show in suburban America.
What?
This morning.
The thing is that, and I get frustrated, I mean, there was part of me that was hoping this was not going to be anybody with ties to any kind of Islamic country, because there are a lot of people who want to use terrorist intent to justify writing off people who believe in a certain way or come from certain countries or whose skin color is a certain way. I mean, they use it as justification for really outdated bigotry. And so there was part of me that was really hoping this would not be the case, that here would be somebody who's on the side.
Whose skin color is a certain way? Tell me, what way is black?
Huh?
What way is white?
What?
At any rate, I mean, that's just a minor point. I'm
what is way without
words. So she's admitting that. Oh God, please don't let it be a Middle Eastern. Please let it be a white Republican. Please let it be a conservative as part of Tea Party. Please, that's what she was hoping.
No, that's not. Oh.
And she is an anchor and an info babe at Miss NBC.
Oh boy.
So I guess the main thing there, Carl, is she's an info babe and I'm a suburban
radio host.
Radio host.
Right.
But, you know, Contessa responded on Facebook, by the way. She said, I'm getting flack for expressing disappointment during a radio interview with the New York City bomb suspect has links to Pakistan. I wasn't hoping the suspect would be of a particular nationality, race, or religion. Instead, I worry people will use this to justify racism and religious bigotry. So,
which he is.
Which people have. Yep. Absolutely, people have done that. And we actually see it, you know, anytime one of these things happens. It's only a matter of time if they do find out the person is Muslim or with ties to a Muslim country. It's only a matter of time before the crazies like Monica Crowley come out of the woodwork and start trying to say that this has something to do with all of people that practice Islam.
Yeah, exactly. But, it was a Kafkaesque sort of moment for me, but, I mean, that's not what she said.
Right.
You know,
and Stephanie, don't take it too personally. I mean, Rush Limbaugh's just a rural radio host, so.
All right.
At least you're suburban, Stephanie.
Yeah, apparently. Uh-huh. Don't really even know what that means, but okay. All right. Carl,
how are those yearlings doing?
I don't know. I have to check. I got to get back to the farm report, Carl. Thanks for coming on with us. We'll see you next week.
Thanks, Sue.
There he goes. Carl Frisch. He's Frisch from Media Matters for America.
Yep. Love to hear what Rush Limbaugh has to say about pork bellies, my friends.
Host of Suburban America?
What?
I still don't know what that means.
I don't either. I mean, you've only played in shopping malls, apparently.
Oh, all right. Perhaps that's it. All right. So that I think I'm glad she responded, though, because I think she, you know, of course, he just completely skewed what she said. You know, Jim, I was saying that when you have a news reporter on a radio show, I mean, she's not here as a reporter. She's not doing the news for me. I'm asking her, you know,
just
her opinion
her
on
opinions.
Things.
Right.
Right. Mm. Anyway,
however,
I thought
she's probably not going to appear on the Stephanie Miller newscast anytime soon.
You don't know that.
No? Well, we'll see. We'll see.
Let's ask her to come back on to talk about this, to respond to the
response.
Yes,
talk about her babitude?
Yes, and her babitude. 29 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
When you open the door, will your mystery date be a dream or a dud?
Oh! It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Or in my case, nobody. Okay, 34 minutes after the hour.
You don't even have Hal here today to harass you.
Oh, and here's the, wait, Julie has, she has a, one of them there, Stephanie Miller Google Alerts.
Mm-hmm.
Steph, here's the funniest Google Alert blog entry so far on the Contessa Brewer dust-up. Somebody labels Mama the Muslima Stephanie Miller.
The what? Muslima?
Yes. It says M-U-S-L-I-M-A-H. What does that even mean? Muslima
like,
Stephanie
like
Miller
someone,
upset.
Someone who follows Islam?
I guess.
Female Muslim? Is that what
that makes no
feminine
sense.
Ending on?
I'm a Muslima. Muslima. Stephanie Miller.
Muslima.
Okay. Exactly. Yeah. All right. With the bad news delivered today in the form of a suspect with Pakistani ties, progressives are crying into their soy lattes. Blah, blah, brewing contempt. See, that's funny because Contessa Brewer and then I'm a Muslim. Okay.
Does he write for Dennis Miller? Because that is gold.
That's great.
For the record, I don't like soy lattes. I just like black coffee.
Neither do I.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's go to Jeff in San Francisco. Hello, Jeff.
Yeah, hi. Hey, a kind of serious point and then a less serious point.
Yes.
On the whole Miranda rights thing, it's incorrect to talk about granting the guy, whether the guy should or shouldn't be given his Miranda rights. Reading somebody his Miranda rights does not give them to them. They have those rights the moment they're arrested.
Yes.
What reading the rights do, actually, it's for the advantage of the police.
Right.
That's why the police have no problem with the Miranda rule.
Right. So they don't lose their case.
Correct.
Exactly. Yes.
Because once they've done that, then the guy can't say, well, listen, I didn't know. No, he couldn't know because I told you it in the first place. And so this whole thing.
Exactly. Thank you, John McCain. Right. You're going to let him get away in the end.
Yeah. It's like you can't give him the rights. He's got the rights. Also, if I can say real quick, I don't know if you remember, Steph, a week ago, early part of last week, I sent you an email. The subject line was, let's start this rumor. And the rumor was that the oil spill in the Gulf was intentional so that Obama could, could back off his drilling thing, you know. And it's scary. I thought I was joking.
You thought you were joking, but no, they bought it.
Yeah.
They bit on the right.
The only people who could have done that would have been the oil company themselves. Which,
yeah, they're the only people that have the equipment to do such a thing.
Yes, exactly. Oh, by the way, speaking of soy lattes, guess how much a cup of coffee in New York is now? $12.
What?
A gourmet coffee chain is betting you will pay $12. Cafe Grumpy.
Cafe what?
Has Brooklyn locations and also a Manhattan location now, Cafe Grumpy.
Oh, no.
The company defends the steep prices, saying they are higher-end coffees and take much longer to develop and process.
Whatever.
Yep.
Plus the greedy bastards.
But that too.
Plus, we're also greedy bastards.
I can imagine paying $12 for a cup of coffee in Manhattan, but Brooklyn? Come
that would
on.
Make you grumpy.
Yeah,
that
it would.
Make, yeah, exactly. All right, Justin in San Francisco, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hey, Justin.
Hey there, official firefighter paramedic of the Stephanie Miller Show.
Yeah.
Muslima just doesn't have the same ring as sexy, liberal, suburban hot mama.
Thank you.
So I'm going to stick with that. Hey, the reason you're so psyched about the clip inside the clip is because your future husband, Keith Olbermann, did the same thing about a year ago with Joel on Talk Soup.
Mm-hmm.
Keith played a clip of Joel, who played a clip of the clip, who went back and forth, I think, six times.
They did. That was hysterical.
Right. Yeah, that's
so
funny.
When you mentioned that this morning, I thought, oh, you and Keith, so much love.
Oh, no. Now Rush Limbaugh is going to play the clip of us playing the clip of his show. With
our clip.
Exactly.
Although, interestingly, he never plays a clip of me calling him a drug-addled gas bag. I don't know why.
No, that it was Rosemary Woods accidentally erased that part.
Okay, yeah.
Or he doesn't ever play Jim Ward's impression of him, you know, which I don't know why, because it's hilarious. That would be funny.
That man sounds nothing like me at all. I sound bombastic and over the top, which I never do, my friends.
But do the thing. Do the opening. I don't know why he won't. Go ahead. Yeah. This is Rush Limbaugh.
This is Rush Limbaugh with a talent on loan from God and a permanent stiffy from off-market Viagra.
See? That part.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't ever play that.
No. Mm-hmm.
Strangely.
All right. Well. We'd be happy to send it over, make it easier. Okay. Deb in Atlanta on Rush Limbaugh. Hello, Deb.
Hello.
Hello.
I called to tell you I agree with Rush when it comes to the Brewer because he was really subconsciously acknowledging reality. And in the last 20 years, the two groups that have chosen violence to express their political opinions are radical Muslim nut jobs or radical right-wing conservative nut jobs. So if you're hoping that it's not a Muslim, therefore it's got to be a conservative.
No, it's not absolute like that, Deborah, I don't think.
Well, it's not absolute, but start with, you know, bombing the abortion clinics, Centennial Olympic Park, Waco, the guys that they just arrested in, I think, was it Minnesota, that were going to bomb the police and hope to start a war. You know,
right. Tim McVeigh, yeah.
You can think of you can think of several, more than several occasions in the last 20 years that the right wing has decided to use violence to express their political views.
Yep, absolutely. I have a bipartisan desire not to get blown up. Is that, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Since I'm here in the...
I'd rather be murdered by Hitler or Stalin. Boy, that's tough.
Wow.
So this has sort of focused my attention, the fact that I'm actually broadcasting from Times Square these days.
Yeah.
It has a way of focusing the mind.
Uh-oh.
Yes.
I just got an email from someone saying, just a heads up, this whole thing is actually the right-wing talking point now. The same clip that Steph is playing from Rush, I have now heard on Mike Gallagher this morning with the same context. She was upset that it wasn't a teabagger. So it's blowing up in right-wing world.
Right.
Mm.
Great.
The thing that she didn't say, thing Vanessa Brewer didn't say on my show.
They're just reading between the lines. And,
I see.
And they're just regurgitating what Rush says because Rush is God to them.
Mm. Judy in Springfield, Massachusetts, here on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome.
Hi, thank you. I just want to know if it ever occurred to Limbaugh that maybe the previous owner of that SUV might have put the bumper sticker on the car?
Oh, I think he was making a joke, but there wasn't actually an Obama sticker on the car,
okay.
Was there?
No,
I think he was making a joke that he hoped there was, or he thought there would be, or something.
Because that's so funny.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
That implies that he bought the car solely for the bumper sticker.
Yeah, exactly. Nancy in Buffalo, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Nance.
Hi, Stephanie. Well, I think I'm calling about that oil rig explosion and the cause of it. I think the best way to combat this fiction by Rush Limbaugh is with the facts. And I have a newspaper article here from the Associated Press, May 1st, that says that more than 24 lawsuits have been filed claiming that the oil rig explosion was caused when workers for oil services contractor Halliburton Incorporated improperly capped the well.
Yeah.
And it also says that this happened when they were finishing a cementing operation just 20 hours before the rig went up in flames.
Thank you. Yeah, exactly. That's I was saying, Jim, now that's not a conspiracy theory.
Right, that's
Halliburton
fact.
Was there. Mm-hmm. You know, they were working on it when this happened. It's like, you know, if you're gonna start speculating about, gee, I wonder what the cause of this could have been. Gee, Rick Perry, I guess we can rule out act of God.
Right.
Okay.
Act of Halliburton.
So I don't get it. So the underwear bomber and this guy will obviously rot in prison or be executed, I would assume.
Hopefully,
right?
Hopefully, yes.
Well, I mean, this is what I don't get. So the guys that did 9/11 got away.
Mm-hmm.
This, I'm just looking back. As soon as the Obama administration announced the underwear bomber was in custody, they were questioning him. Conservatives began complaining that they had read him his Miranda rights. Well, you remember, he sang like a bird.
Yep.
They brought his family in. They didn't torture him. That's the problem, Jim. It's like, could this be, it's almost like these couldn't be more successful, and they still, it's not.
Right.
Yeah.
But as our caller was pointing out, they already have those rights. It's just what police, you know, won't lose the case.
Right. Even afterward, the underwear bomber gave authorities valuable information after the FBI gained the valuable assistance of his family members who persuaded him to cooperate. Nevertheless, the Republicans, of course, rushing out their same playbook in the Times Square suspect, Fazil Shazadeh. McCain and Representative Peter King. Well, he's quite the constitutional scholar. I know he's an American citizen, but still.
What?
I don't know. In February, Newt Gingrich had justified the Bush administration's Mirandizing of terror suspects by saying they were citizens. Oh, he's been silent so far on Shazad. Huh, interesting. I wonder what he has to say now. And as our caller had pointed out, Mirandizing someone just means what someone says will be admissible in court. The whole reason cops Mirandize suspects, if you don't, you risk having your evidence thrown out of court. If you gather all the information while Mirandizing, you could be throwing the whole thing into doubt, which is why professionals give out the warning. This is the legal limbo that the Bush administration put us into. This is why we have all these guys in Gitmo. We don't know what the hell that we can do.
Mm-hmm.
Because, first of all, it's not admissible because of torture. We didn't. And this is the problem. So this would be better that we have a bunch of guys we can't do, we can't prosecute, or worse yet, we have to let them go. I mean, Napolitano said that Shahzad needed to be Mirandized, and even Glenn Beck said he's a citizen of the United States, so I say we uphold the laws and Constitution.
Yep.
So Brian Kilmeade said, but he's a threat to the country, that's different.
No.
Beck responded, so are a lot of citizens of the country. We don't shred the Constitution when it's popular.
Good for Beck.
Wow. Glenn
what?
Beck?
Huh? Good for him.
Wow.
Oh, God.
He must be off his meds.
No.
Why?
Oh.
And General Paul Eden, he was on a countdown last night, but he said Representative King and Senator McCain have advocated a position that could cost us the case.
Yeah, exactly.
So, yeah, a lot of tough talk that would let this guy go free, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
Unbelievable. All right, 45.
I was going to say that Cheney has admitted that they tortured people they knew were innocent.
Yes.
They knew only a handful of them were. God.
Exactly. All right, 45 minutes after the hour, back with the latest on the New York City bomb plot and much more as we continue on The Stephanie Miller Show.
More fun than a barrel of monkeys, moron.
It's The Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller.
Said you want to walk me home from school. Well, I said, yes, I do. She said, I don't like spiders and snakes. And that ain't what it takes to love me.
What are you clapping along with?
Mm.
It wasn't the beat of this song.
Close enough. Whatever I heard in my head.
Yeah.
50 minutes after the hour. As my friend once said watching me dance, what do you think she hears? 1-800-STEP-1-2, the phone number toll free from anywhere.
Even close to the beat of the song. Oh, my God, that's funny.
Okay. These right-wing websites are, that's what it is. They're throwing me off my rhythm this morning because they're such liars.
You're lying,
hot air?
You're lying,
oh, that's Michelle Malkin's site.
Oh, is it?
Yes, it is.
You, along with your newsbuster and radio equalizer and little friends, you're liars. Load the liar cannon. Look at their headline. MSNBC anchor, I'm so bummed that Shahzad wasn't a Tea Partier.
What's it like to be a...
You sit on a throne of lies.
That's not what she said.
Yeah. And she could probably sue them for...
For defamation of character.
Thank you. All right. Let's go to John in Austin, Texas. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome.
Hey, how you doing? You doing all right?
Yes.
Okay, I'm responding to a guy that called about an hour ago. He claimed to be your right-wing guy. And whatever the hell that means. And... he was calling for civility in the public discourse between the right.
Yes,
wing
while
and
he
right
was suggesting some sort of liberal sabotage of the oil rig. Yes,
exactly right. And to me, when they start calling for civility, it means that we're making some sort of traction as progressives in the media, and they're actually, I think we're drawing blood, and they're starting to go, well, maybe we should be nice now after they've been beating the crap out of us for the last 20 years.
Yep, there you go. All right. Yeah, wow, you're right, Chris. Which one is this? Some other right-wing website. They're just repeating the same lie over and over again.
It's basically Radio Equalizer. They're taking what Radio Equalizer said, and they're dispersing it across all of their odious little wannabe websites.
Hmm. Okay. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Just as long as you spell it right.
That's Stephanie right. Miller.
Okay. Well.
On many of these fine stations.
Exactly. All right, Fred in Chicago, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show on the New York City bomb plot. Hello, Fred.
Yeah, how you doing? Welcome.
Good.
Greetings from the great suburb of Chicago.
Thank you.
When Bush sent his troops over to Iraq, part of his propaganda was we're fighting him over there so we don't have to fight him over here. I wonder what he says now considering the Times Square bomber.
Yeah, exactly. It was all a bunch of bunk. Faisal Shahzad. was a the son of an Air Force officer in a wealthy Pakistani family. He confessed. Here's the other thing, by the way, the stupid Miranda thing. He confessed right away.
Yeah.
To buying the SUV, rigging it, blah, blah. He's like, yeah, I did it. Same as the underwear bomber. By the way, in Pakistan, intelligence officials say several people have been detained in connection with the Times Square case. Shahzad admitted to receiving bomb training in Waziristan, a lawless tribal region where the Pakistani Taliban operates with near impunity, but there's no mention of Al-Qaeda in the complaint filed in Manhattan
federal
court.
That's why we got to torture him so we can get him to talk.
But he already did?
Oh, crap.
Well, damn it. Yeah, here's the thing. Holder said Shahzad was talking to investigators, providing them with valuable information. The FBI read Shahzad's constitutional rights after he provided the information, and he yeah. continued to cooperate. So what? I don't even know where this right is coming from.
Yeah.
McCain's like, oh, that's a mistake. It's like, what do you mean? They already got the information. So he was on a boarding Dubai-bound flight that was taxiing away from the gate when the plane was turned around. Did you hear you know, the air traffic controller. Oh, yeah, you need to turn left and turn back around. You can call your company.
Call your company.
It's a long story.
The pilot's probably like his thought bubble, like, oh, no, did they see me in the bar? Uh-oh, was it? Wait a minute. Wonder what it is.
Well, I haven't been offering Zinka, sir.
Call my company. Oh, no.
Oh, boy.
Was it when I Xeroxed a copy of my... Oh, no, it wasn't that. What was it? Shahzad is the son of a former top Pakistani Air Force officer and deputy director general of a civil aviation authority. He graduated from the University of Bridgeport with a bachelor's degree in computer applications and information systems and later returned to earn a master's in business administration.
But not in bomb making, fortunately.
That's what I was going to say, Jim. I didn't mean to be disparaging.
You're waiting for the correction.
Yeah, but you pronounced it correctly, so there was no correction.
You know how it's like, there was some kids, you couldn't get into college, so you went to the other thing, the BOCES or whatever it's called in your
area. It was BOCES in upstate New York, apparently.
Yes.
It's a trade school, basically.
He didn't get into the good bomb-making school, is all I'm saying. Once again, proving that the people that live across the street from psychopaths, the stupidest people in the world, Dawn Sampson, who lives across the street, nobody ever had a problem with him.
Well.
Seemed like a nice feller. Kept to himself.
Well, he probably gave nobody any reason to suspect him.
Yeah, it's just one of my many anti-terrorism plots, Jim, is to force people to socialize. Because I'm just saying, they always say that he kept to himself. All right.
You know what? Since you've moved to New York, you kind of keep to yourself.
Oh, no. When Contessa Brewer was describing him yesterday, that they described me exactly since I moved to New York.
No
ties of any kind, kept to himself, no social life.
Great.
Hardly ever left the house, you know.
If you're keeping a girl in a hole in the basement and sending lotion down, that's a bad sign. Hey, wait a minute.
All right, the president.
So familiar.
There are those who would attack our citizens and who would slaughter innocent men, women, and children in pursuit of their murderous agenda. They will stop at nothing to kill and disrupt our way of life.
And Robert Gibbs, White House press secretary, yesterday about the New York City plot as well.
Obviously, there is a tremendous relief that nobody was hurt. Great thanks for those that in a short period of time have done the job they needed to do to track this this individual down.
Thank you. I thought Ray Kelly, the New York City police commissioner, said it best.
We have...
Ray Kelly, New York City Police Commissioner, talked about the time frame on catching the suspect.
From the time Fazil Shahzad drove into and across Broadway and parked that vehicle to when he was apprehended last evening at the JFK airport, it was 53 hours and 20 minutes.
And there he was saying Jack Bauer maybe doesn't list, but, you know, that's the thing is, that, you know, Chris or Jim and the right wings, this was a spectacular failure, apparently.
Right.
On the Obama watch. They caught the guy in 53 hours. How is that a failure?
Well, I mean, he had the opportunity to blow up the thing. He just was.
Well, he really was more the Yuma smoker when you think about it. It didn't actually, it wasn't a bomb. It was really.
He was using fireworks as a fuse and.
He had propane in there. Maybe there were wood chips. Maybe he was smoking some meat in there or something. I'm just saying there was no actual. It didn't.
He's a street vendor. Yeah, he was.
Just
out of some.
Exactly. Souvlaki. Jack in New York. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Jack.
Oh, hi. I wanted to say the only conspiracy theory that makes sense is that the oil company is probably the
the people behind it on purpose, because when Obama came out and said he was on board with the drill baby drill philosophy, they said, what? You mean you really want to do this? And oil prices started maybe going down, mm-hmm. and then they had to do something to bring them back.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Yeah, I don't think
okay.
so.
Okay.
It's going to cost them trillions of dollars, probably.
Maybe not. 58 minutes. Nice try, though. 58 minutes after the hour. Back with Celebrity Stack and much more as we continue on The Stephanie Miller Show.
Gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. This hour brought to you by GoToMeeting. GoToMeeting, the best way to host an online meeting. My listeners can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days. Visit GoToMeeting.com. Click on the Try It Free button. Type in the promo code Stephanie. Don't forget that promo code Stephanie. Thank you. StephanieMiller.com, the website. Check it out. You can email us all there. Executive producer Chris LaVoy, voice deity Jim Ward. Or me, Stephanie Miller. Hal Sparks, gallivanting about the globe. Mm-hmm. We'll call in for an abbreviated hump on Hump Days with Hal. On the phone.
Yes.
All right. He will just be my rent boy for a few minutes.
Yes, he will. And we also have Representative Adam Schiff of California coming up in the on the show later
yes.
on this hour.
Yes. All right. You can email us all at the big website. Like Debbie in Crown Point, Indiana did. Hey, staff, I remember Huntley and Brinkley, and I don't even own a Barca Lounger. As a matter of fact, I do P90X, so there.
Good
I
night,
believe Jim. I was.
Good night, David. I remember Huntley and Brinkley.
Oh, Lord. Here's why Americans, I don't know, we're just not as good at terrorism. Do you see this guy in Texas? He was naked and atop a billboard for hours. And they tried to negotiate him down for hours, and then it was going to rain. He was like, okay, I give up. rain? All right, never mind. He was on top of a Fort Worth billboard. He finally accommodated police and firefighters after they said it was going to rain.
Oh, well, in that case.
In that case, I give up. And then he came down.
Wow. I think I made my point that you're a nut job, I guess. Okay.
Wow. You know, of all the things we have to be afraid of in the world today, terrorist attacks and environmental disasters and whatever, guess what? This is like the 11 o'clock news. Your office chair is killing you.
What? I read that.
Oh, my God.
That's why Don Rumsfeld always stay standing in his office.
I know. I read this story, Jim, and I thought that Donald Rumsfeld might have been right about one thing.
Jiminy Christmas, my stars and garters. I'll be a monkey's uncle, jumping Jehoshaphat.
If you're reading this article sitting down, a position we all hold more than any other for an average of 8.9 hours a day, new research shows that a startling conclusion, sitting is a public health risk. Let's see. Exercising does not offset it. They've done research that sitting is killing us.
Mm-hmm.
Older people who move around have half the mortality rate of their peers. The chair you're sitting in now is likely contributing to the problem. Short of sitting on a spike, you can't do much worse than a standard office chair, according to the researcher.
How about
the spine wasn't meant to stay for long periods in a seated position.
How about a seatless bicycle? I mean, I'm sure that's worse than an office chair.
Sitting is killing us. How about this? The researcher recently talked to Best Buy, Walmart about letting him design their offices and keep people walking and working as much as possible. He rigged an old 1 to 2 mile per hour treadmill to stand under a desk and put a handful of them in conference rooms. Within 2 weeks, people basically got addicted to walking and working at the same time.
We're walking. We're working. We're walking.
Exactly. It's like a George Jetson kind of thing while you're working.
George, stop this crazy thing!
Wouldn't that be weird? We could do that on the radio show, but then we would sound like we're masturbating for 3 hours or something. We'd just be vaguely out of breath.
You're not.
Kind of, Pardon me?
Some of us may do that, Stephanie.
How would you know?
Yeah. You're 3,000 miles away.
Oh, sure, when Mama's away. Oh, if I come back to L.A., somebody better do clean up in that studio. I'm having it fumigated before I come back.
Ooh, right on my computer.
Oh, God, it's true. Ew, all men in that studio for the last months since I've been gone. Ew.
This place needs a woman's touch.
Oh. or a woman's supervision, for God's sakes.
Do I get to
pick you ever see Jim's old bathroom before he got married? It looked like Whitney Houston's bathroom. Yeah. Oh, really?
Crack pipes laying all over the place.
Well, no.
No.
I'm kidding.
Yeah. All right. So that flight obviously got diverted or, you know, turned around on the runway that was that had the New York City bomb guy in it. How about this one in Idaho? A SkyWest Airlines flight from Montana to Salt Lake City was diverted to Idaho Falls after a passenger began banging on the cockpit door saying he was a space alien and he wanted to fly the plane.
No.
That'd be my flight. Some disaster always happens when I'm on board. Here is a future husband stack for mom. And authorities say a Central Florida man took one last swig of alcohol while waiting to take a sobriety test.
Yeah.
Because, you know, those are nerve-wracking. You need a little swig.
Sure. Take
the edge
off.
They stopped him after noticing his car swerve. He said he'd been drinking and agreed to a sobriety test. The officer watched him drink from a cup and toss it into the passenger seat.
This is wrong.
It's nerve-wracking, a sobriety test. You got to steady your nerves a little bit. Here's a little tip for you. When getting married, don't put wedding photos in the newspaper that your other wife reads. An Australian man pled guilty to bigamy after his first wife saw his second wedding photo.
Oh, no.
In a newspaper. Yeah, that's... Don't do that.
Well,
all right. Wow. Celebrity stack. Charlie Sheen and Brooke Mueller they may not be getting divorced. What do you have to do to get divorced these days? The couple whose relationship has been on the rocks since I think he threatened to kill her with a knife on Christmas. You know that.
Mm. Whatever.
That.
Didn't he allegedly
the incident.
Choke her as well?
I think so. They're trying to work things out. And best of luck to them.
All right.
Naomi Campbell broke down in tears as she blamed her notorious temper on abandonment issues. She was. Did you see her Oprah interview? Oprah confronted her frankly about her temper. Oprah's lucky she didn't get a BlackBerry upside the head. You don't bring that up. Naomi blamed her furious outburst on her mother, who left her at home while she pursued a career as a ballet dancer. Ooh, that's so turning point. When asked by Oprah if she was just a petulant diva, she replied, "It comes from a deeper place than that with me. It comes from another type of emotional disorder because it's not just if I don't get what I want, I throw a fit. It comes from, I think, an abandonment issue, and it comes also from trying to build up a family around me that's not my immediate family. And if I feel a mistrust, then all my cards go down. It's not a right thing to do. I just see red."
But every time she doesn't get what she wants, she pitches a fit.
Yes, and the other person sees stars because they get struck in the head. With some type of phone, generally. All right. Oh, dear God. Kristen Davis from Sex and the City.
Kristen.
She has never had to diet, she said, for Sex and the City. You know what? I don't need to hear that.
One of your fans!
I'm just naturally thin.
Well, so are you.
No.
You don't diet?
I exercise 1,000 hours a day, for God's sakes.
Yeah, but you eat large hunks of meat. Just about every day, so.
The Flintstone side of ribs.
You really do.
She said she and her co-stars at Sex and the City have never been pressured to look a certain way. Sex and the City 2 is coming out shortly. That's what they're all promoting, by the way. Oh, by the way, we did that story yesterday that Cynthia Nixon and her girlfriend want to get married here in New York. She would like her Miranda rights.
Hey!
Hey. Wow.
Did that one sit there for a whole day?
Yeah, I was a little doughy.
Okay.
A judge in New Jersey has agreed to hear a lawsuit that claims producers of MTV's hit reality show Jersey Shore engaged in a criminal enterprise by profiting from shows from showing fights that cast members deliberately provoked. Are they trying to say that reality TV is not real? They deliberately provoked fights, you mean?
Reality TV has writers.
Oh, I see. Mm. Yeah, I guess that's it took away from the class that normally is exhibited on Jersey Shore, the fighting. Mm. Let's go to, where are we? Steve in Long Island. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Steve.
Hi. Hi, Mama. Dying out here with the pollen. But
tell me about it already.
Yes. Came to my attention that Timothy McVeigh and everyone associated with the Oklahoma City bombing were read their Miranda rights and also tried in a civil court.
Yes, and so, convicted and executed. Exactly.
Absolutely. And faster than anyone else in history, by the way, in my
mind.
Yep,
absolutely. Good point. All right, Robert Gibbs, White House Press Secretary on the New York City bombing.
We have greatly increased the our tempo as it relates to terrorist activities throughout the world on a number of continents.
Eric Holder, Attorney General, yesterday out there on the terrorist.
There are organized terrorist networks that are targeting us. There are lone terrorists here at home and abroad who are targeting us. As months, even years go by without a successful terrorist attack, the most dangerous lesson that we can draw is a false impression that this threat no longer exists. It does. And the Department of Justice and our partners in the national security community have no higher priority than disrupting those attempts and bringing those who plot them to justice.
So let me get this straight. President Bush, the president that kept us safe despite the worst terrorist attack in our history on his watch, 3,000 people dead. So this is the second foiled attempt on the Obama administration's watch.
Shows
and this is
what a failure.
Spectacular failure. And he's already given us valuable intelligence. And
Yes,
he will. He and the underwear bomber will likely, of course, be convicted, as and I said, neither, you know, rot in jail or be executed, whatever.
Well, they pulled the flight back, as you know, to the gate. They also had the authority, if the flight had actually taken off, to order the plane to turn around and come back.
And the Bush administration gave us two wars and the destruction of our civil rights. So, thanks.
Yes.
Nicely done.
Yes. The FBI deputy director yesterday, John Pistole?
John Pistole, yes.
Yes. Or not.
Johnny Pistole.
Joint Chairs and Task Force agents and officers from NYPD interviewed Mr. Shahzad last night and early this morning under the public safety exception to the Miranda rule. He was, as the Attorney General noted, cooperative and provided valuable intelligence and evidence.
Well, why can't we torture him anyway? What?
That's no fun. What a pansy. He gave up the information without being tortured. Damn it! I want to play Jack Bauer!
Did you see Joe Lieberman? Douche. Wants to strip U.S. citizenship from anyone who joins a foreign terrorist organization, a move that could allow the government to try suspects like the Times Square bomber in a military tribunal and ship them to Gitmo. Hill's bill would amend a decades-old law that says that any American who fights for a foreign military loses their citizenship.
How about American Jews who've served in the Israeli army?
Yeah, hello.
How about,
Joe Lieberman?
Joe Lieberman, douche.
What about APAC?
Yes. This is, that's the problem, is that, you know, just overreaching and overreacting when they have caught this guy. They've gotten valuable information, and, it's unbelievable. Peter King was the most stunning. Well, I know he's a U.S. citizen, but still,
He's even more stunning than Steve King.
All right, 18 minutes after the hour, back with the latest on this and the oil spill, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Are you having a party or something?
Non-stop.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. 24 minutes after the hour. Alan writes, Steph, I'm going to have to turn off the news. They've been on and on about that Times Square terrorist all day long, and every time they say Faisal Shahzad, a magic cave opens in my living room wall. And then you know what you have to do. Yeah.
Listen to me very carefully. Put the candle back.
Mm-hmm. Faisal Shahzad. No!
No!
Oh, damn it. Not again.
Faisal
Shahzad. Let's go to... Oh, you made me snort. Sue in Rockwell, Maryland, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome.
Hi, greetings from true suburbia. If there's a place more suburban than Rockville, Maryland in this country,
that's true.
Seriously. listen, you can understand why the right wing is so upset about the lack, how long it took to catch this suspect. Because after 9/11, I mean, the Bush administration caught Bin Laden so... Oh, wait.
Yeah.
You know, they shouldn't be casting stones. Maybe they ought to be really careful.
Yeah, no, exactly. It's a, well, we don't even know. Jim thinks he's dead. But, 53 hours as opposed to...
Never.
53 years. Okay, let's go to Aaron in Ithaca. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome. Hi, Aaron.
Hi, Mama. Hey, Mooks.
Hello.
Actually, Sue from Rockville just completely stole my thunder. I was going to say the exact same thing. You know, it's just it's kind of funny that we're still waiting, twiddling our thumbs, you know, and here we are 50 however many hours later.
Yeah, exactly. And that somehow is a failure. Exactly. Steffi in Madison, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Hey, guys. Hi. You know, I'm so ticked. Who in the heck is... hired Halliburton to work on a sensitive job like an oil rig? That makes no sense. It's like asking Monsanto to help you with your organic garden.
Yeah.
I mean, good God.
They did it in Australia, too.
Yeah. Yep, I know.
Spill down there.
Yeah. For days, federal officials have been insisting that BP was on the hook to pay for all the cleanup and economic damage. Once again, Chris, proving Stephanie Miller Show listeners the smartest kids in class. Because somebody brought this up yesterday. The liability situation more complex than that. There's a $75 million cap in federal law that may come into play under some scenarios. Which
We're tapped out. Okay, $75 million and a penny.
If BP is found to be grossly negligent or to engage in willful misconduct under the federal regulations, then there is no cap. In addition, BP could be liable for damages under additional applicable federal and state laws. The White House also said, though, it would support efforts like that announced by Senator Bob Menendez to raise the cap on economic damages to $1 billion. That proposal, however, would only apply to future spills.
Yeah.
Representative Ed Markey.
Ed Markey.
Massachusetts.
From the time Fazil Shahzad drove into and across Broadway.
Wait a minute.
That's not Ed Markey.
No, that's not Ed Markey.
Okay.
That's the New York City bomb plot.
Right,
Representative Ed Markey.
There are significant risks associated with these domes, as they have not previously been used at these depths. If they are successfully deployed, however, BP expressed confidence that they would catch just about all of the oil.
Yeah, but now the latest thing is a box. Is this?
Well, the box is the dome.
As the Roadrunner cartoon continues.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the box is
the
dome.
I thought it was a different idea. Oh, it is? The box is the dome?
The box is the dome. And I guess there has been one successfully put into place.
Just not a...
But there are three holes or something that need to be capped.
All right. Representative Frank Lautenberg of New Jersey.
Well, we warn that offshore drilling was an environmental hazard, the other side chanted, drill, baby, drill.
Yep.
He's admitting complicity because he's pointing out the fact that, no, not really.
The good news is a group of Democratic senators said yesterday the oil spill in the Gulf has rendered plans for new offshore drilling dead on arrival. I will make it short and to the point. The president's proposal for offshore drilling is dead on arrival, said Senator Bill Nelson yesterday. If offshore drilling off the coast of the continental U.S. as part of it, legislation is not going anywhere. So we will update you on all that. We have Representative Adam Schiff. We will talk to him about that and much more as we continue on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
And I'm 10 years old. And in 8 years, I'll be an alcoholic.
Oh, gosh. I'm glad my mom saved those clips from my little Kitty Radio Show. 34 minutes after the hour, 1-800-STEF-12, the phone number toll free from anywhere. We are joined by Representative Adam Schiff of the great state of California. Good morning, Congressman.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Thanks so much for taking time for us.
You bet.
Now, we have so much to talk about. Obviously, the New York City bomb plot and all of that in the news. But, did you see Eric Cantor's speech about, here we go, blasted the Obama administration for a naive foreign policy, yada, yada. The U.S. should rededicate itself to foreign and defense policy that seeks peace through strength, standing up for democratic and peaceful allies, blah, blah. someone in the audience actually asked him if the president should be considered a domestic enemy.
Oh. Yes, and when he said no, he got some boos from his audience. So it tells you what kind of a crowd he was speaking to. But I did see it. It's really it's beyond disappointing because he should know better. But this is just part of the increasing politicization of national security issues. We see it time and time again. And unfortunately, we've gotten far away from the days when the politicking stopped at the water's edge. And I really think that some of these comments and attacks go beyond posturing to just being destructive of our efforts. And you see it frequently with some of the hypocrisy on the issues, the attacks on the president and the administration, for example, for Mirandizing a suspect who's a U.S. citizen arrested on U.S. soil. When there was no objection made during the Bush administration when Richard Reid, the infamous shoe bomber, was Mirandized four times within 48 hours.
Right. And by the way, this is a guy now, this will ensure his conviction. This is a guy that already gave us information before and after that. And it will, as any law enforcement professional knows, will make sure that this can't be, that he can't be released on a technicality now, correct?
Yes, and the law enforcement did what they should do, and that is that they interviewed him immediately, even pre-Miranda, to make sure that there was no existing danger to other members of the public. They have the right to do that under established Supreme Court case law. When they later Mirandized him, they ensured that any statements he made could be used against them in court when he's prosecuted. And happily, he has continued to cooperate and provide intelligence and. This is a success story.
Congressman, we were saying, they really will politicize anything. It really is incredible that, apparently the president that had the worst national security failure in our history and 9/11 happened on his watch, he's the president that kept us safe. And our president's now who, we've had two successful captures of somebody who, like you say, will be able to be convicted now because of the way it was done, and that's being spun. And this guy in 53 hours, by the way, and that's being spun as a failure somehow.
Well, and the other thing, too, is that in the broader effort to go after these people who mean us harm, the architects of 9/11, this president has been far more aggressive than the last president. We have tripled the number of troops in Afghanistan, our cooperation with Pakistan. Has never been this strong. It's not certainly perfect by any means, but it is far better than it was. Pakistan is taking much more aggressive military action in South Waziristan and the Swat Valley, and increasingly looks likely to go into North Waziristan. And the number of drone attacks has escalated dramatically under this president. So it's hard to imagine how you could be more aggressive than the president has been.
Yeah, well, and too aggressive for some on the left, frankly, it really is amazing. Eric Cantor talked in his speech even about nuclear proliferation, and this is exactly what Ronald Reagan did, and yet somehow, it seems like anything President Obama does, they are just reflexively against.
Well, that's absolutely true, and probably a no greater issue than the nuclear issue has this president really stepped up to the plate in a way that improves the security of the country by working to reduce the insecure loose nukes around the world by bringing the countries together to try to attack the proliferation problem, by further isolating Iran. This president really has made this a front burner issue when it really kind of languished, and we saw major setbacks with North Korea developing the bomb under the last administration's watch. So this president really has brought important attention to that issue.
Well, and you know, and here we go with the this tragic oil spill. The right trying to turn this into Obama's Katrina, as they're calling it, and yet you're thinking how do you possibly? First of all, this is a storm that they had ample warning. They had ample warning that the levees were not up to code. And then obviously, I mean, I just think just about everybody can agree that the response afterward was disastrous. In what way can you compare that?
Well,
this,
I frankly can't even understand how they could attempt to, other than for the most blatantly political reasons. But the reality
well,
is,
first of all, there's no way the Obama administration could have known this was coming. Obviously, BP is clearly responsible. Now the White House has been there right from the get-go, doing all they can to help. I it is amazing how they'll just spin anything politically.
Well, and this is, of course, as you point out, from the same drill baby drill crowd that said that because of modernization of oil drilling, that the risk of a spill was basically a thing of the past. But unfortunately, it is very much a thing of the present. But I think we all appreciate what the administration is doing to try to make every effort to contain this spill. There's only so much that can be done, and I think that the government is doing everything they can. There's going to be a lot of time to look at the responsibility of BP for what happened and what's got to take place in the future to prevent its recurrence. But I don't think the situation is at all comparable to, you're doing a great job, Brownie.
Right. Yeah. Absolutely. No, that was stunning. First of all, that they had him all over television yesterday as some sort of expert in crisis management, and then he literally implied that the president wanted this, that the oil's it's spreading, and this is what they want this because so they don't have to do new drilling. It just, I mean, it really it's stunning, isn't it?
It is, and it's so distressing because. When you think about it, solving the energy problems the country has is so vital to our future. If we would eliminate all this imported foreign oil, it would eliminate our trade deficit just by these hundreds and billions that we have to spend to import oil when we've got incredible renewable resources right here at home. Out in my district,
Right. Congressman, what is your reaction to, we were just mentioning this group of Democratic senators, including, Senator Menendez and Lautenberg, Bill Nelson, they basically said, drilling, anything that includes drilling is dead on arrival. What do you think is going to happen with that?
Well, I certainly think in the near future that any additional offshore drilling is an impossibility. I think we're going to still have to grapple with energy reform and trying to get that through the Senate and trying to develop a bipartisan work product and get through both houses. It's such a national security imperative as well as an environmental and economic imperative. We just have to get it done. And this is why I think that the intense politicization that you see reflected in things like Eric Cantor's attack on national security,
mm-hmm.
if we can't
well,
get
and,
away...
Well, and speaking of other leaders, I guess counterintuitive would be the word I would use at best, but John Boehner has a novel solution, and that is to expand oil drilling. That's his response to this...
less regulation. Need less regulation.
Less regulation and more oil drilling. Well, the less regulation certainly did us a great job on Wall Street, and
right.
The more drilling, we've already seen what that's led to. That is increasingly the GOP ideology, which is let's go back to the future. Let's go back to the good old days of deregulation and, unbridled drilling. But, frankly, I don't think the country is going to buy that.
Yeah, either do I. All right, Congressman Adam Schiff, we always appreciate your time from the great state of California. We'll talk to you again soon.
Look forward to it. Thanks.
All right, there he goes from the great state. Yeah, the Boehner, Jim, he said this tragedy should remind us what America needs, the Republicans' pro-drilling,
right.
Deep drilling energy plan.
Hell no, you can't!
He said the tragedy should remind us America needs a real comprehensive energy plan like the Republicans' all-of-the-above strategy, which includes expanding oil drilling.
Mm-hmm. Hell no, you can't!
Guess who he's getting help from is the... by the way, their proposal includes opening up the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge and lifting the moratoriums on drilling on the outer continental shelf. Jim Dandy ideas.
What could possibly go wrong?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Hell no, you can't!
Guess who he's getting help from? Democrat Senator Mary Landrieu.
Slowly I turn.
I have no use for her.
I know. Me neither. Despite the threat to her safety, the second largest U.S. seafood producer, Landrieu, has repeatedly called on colleagues not to react with fear, not to retreat from plans for more drilling once the BP investigation is complete.
Yeah. And once she cashes that check from BP.
Yes.
So you get 3 or 4 or 10 more environmental disasters that destroy all life in the oceans. What? At least I get my check.
Speaking of independent or Democratic senators cashing checks, Valerie from California on the senator from Aetna, Joe Lieberman. Hello, Valerie.
He is totally the senator from Aetna, but that's not my problem. My problem is, what is up with the stripping of citizenship? Is he kidding? Isn't he old enough to remember that other Joe guy who suggested something really, really similar? I mean, this is scary. This is really, really scary.
Yep, I know. It is amazing, isn't it, how, you know, they're such, like, pro-Constitution guys, and then, you know, like Peter King yesterday. I know he's a citizen, but still, I mean, you know what I mean? Like, what? Like that should just be dispensable. You know, it's just a moment that you don't like it.
Yeah. Joe Lieberman wants to take away citizenship without changing the Constitution. That sounds unconstitutional.
Based on, we're not sure.
Yeah, based on you gave me the stank eye, so therefore I'm taking away your citizenship.
Or maybe if someone is like, oh, I don't know, say spying for Israel, like Jonathan Pollard. That never happens. That's crazy.
Okay, 45 minutes after the hour, back with more on the drilling and the Flavin and the Shazad as we continue on the Stephanie Miller Show.
And we'll be right back.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show, 50 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by Carbonite. I use Carbonite to back up my computers, gives me peace of mind. Don't risk losing your irreplaceable files and photos. Back up your computer today with Carbonite. Remember, use the offer code Stephanie for my special offer. A 15-day free trial plus 2 months free with any subscription. Carbonite.com, offer code Stephanie. Do it! Do it now. Okay. By the way, I'm on one of the right-wing websites referred to today as a Muslima.
That's right.
Yes. Let's see. Karen writes, Steph, it's a female follower of Islam. Pronounced a Muslima. Yes, I'm referred to as a Muslima on several right-wing websites.
I don't think they'd take you.
No.
Muslims. No.
You're too outspoken. Yeah, you're a bit of a heathen for them.
Well, I am apparently a suburban radio host as well, according to Rush Limbaugh, because we caused a little bit of a hubbub. Amongst the right-wing, Contessa Brewer from MSNBC was on yesterday. And, of course, they've completely misconstrued what she said.
They're lying about what she said.
Yes, all the headlines are, oh, she said she wished it was a white, you know, teabagger. She said nothing of the sort.
Right.
I don't know, Rush Limbaugh.
Audio sound bites. Here is the hapless Contessa Brewer. Now, we just heard Chris Matthews and Anderson Cooper expressing outrage that I was saying environmentalist wackos did this.
Yes.
How could I dare do that? Contessa Brewer on the Stephanie Miller radio show in suburban America this morning.
Huh? The thing is that, and I get frustrated, I mean, there was part of me that was hoping this was not going to be anybody with ties to any kind of Islamic country, because there are a lot of people who want to use terrorist intent to justify writing off people who believe in a certain way or come from certain countries or...
Yes, anyway, so she didn't say...
Right.
I asked her a question, she expressed an opinion, whatever.
And you're suburban.
I'm a radio host heard in suburban America is all we learned from that.
What?
Yes, we apparently will have to add a farm report. I had no idea.
Pork belly futures? How are they doing, Steph?
Apparently. Let's go to Carrie in St. Paul, one of the many, farm areas that I'm heard in. Hello, Carrie.
Hi. Well, I'm calling to defend poor Rebecca, because I don't know if you remember earlier when you're talking about the treadmills and how you guys couldn't do it because then you'd be sounding like you were, you know, doing things. You guys kind of went into the gutter. And then you guys started talking about, well, there's no women in the Los Angeles
studio.
Oh, well, she's not in the studio with Chris and Jim. She's out answering the phones.
Right, in the other room.
So they can still act like man pigs in the studio because they're alone in their man cave.
In their man cave?
Yes.
Yeah. All right.
So Mama may need to come home.
We do have pictures of naked ladies up here.
Yeah.
I don't even know if I want to come home. It's going to be like a... I'm going to have to put tarp down. It's going to be like a Gallagher concert. It's just... Oh, seriously, I need to get it disinfected or something, don't I? Okay. So the drilling situation, as the BP leak in the Gulf of Mexico begins to register in elections around the country, Marco
Rubio,
he isn't joining the criticism some conservatives are directing at the Obama administration's response. You're saying he's in an interesting position because he was the far-right fringe lunatic Team Agger candidate.
Right.
And now that Chris is out, he has to, I don't know, he has to sort of dance back to the middle somewhere. He laid the blame for the emergent disaster squarely at BP's feet, arguing the company should shoulder the cost of the cleanup. Yes, he's in a coastal state there where this might be a bit of a sticky wicket.
Mm-hmm.
A sticky, oily wicket. While some of the critics have charged the White House was slow in responding to the destruction of the BP oil rig, Rubio sidestepped questions about President Obama's performance. He said, I don't want to politicize the response. The most important thing we can do now is deal with it as quickly as possible. Why, look at him dancing to the center. Look at him go.
It's amazing how far he's gone to the center.
Wow.
Holy cow.
Yes. Well, because now, you know, obviously Kendrick Meek, the Democrat in the race, has always been against offshore drilling. Now Charlie Crist has flip-flopped to be against drilling. Rubio, who's always been a supporter of offshore drilling, you know, he still says there's going to be drilling. But he just now, you know, it's just interesting watching him straddle.
Mm-hmm.
The line. Speaking of interesting races, Pennsylvania's Representative Joe Sestak is now within a single digits of Senator Arlen Specter.
Wow. Good for him.
It's the single digit theory. You see, that's because Specter was
Arlen,
the father
single
of the
bullet. Okay. He is, let's see, Specter leads Sestak by just 8 points in one poll, and it looks like 6 points in another poll. You know Stephanie Miller, a huge fan of Joe Sestak.
That's right.
And he is a big fan of mine. And my military service.
Oh, you're never going to set him straight on that, are you?
Pardon me?
You're never going to set him straight on that, are you?
No. I just, he says thank you, and like, you're welcome.
And you know, Randy, I... Oh.
Oh, dear. Oh.
As you know from your military service, Randy...
Now, if he makes a box wine joke to Randy when
yeah.
he's on her show, then we're... All right, you guys probably saw this New York Times CBS poll. This is very disturbing. The public broadly agrees with that the Arizona law will result in racial profiling, overburden local and state law enforcement agencies, and decrease illegal immigrants' willingness to report crimes for fear of deception. Nevertheless, a slim majority still supports it.
Mm-hmm.
About right, 51%, doesn't go far enough, 9%. Is that 60% in this poll?
Mm-hmm.
The poll also finds a majority of Americans believe the nation's immigration law need to be seriously overhauled by the federal government. I'm hoping that's what this is about, that they, like most Americans like us, think we need to do something.
Most Americans, I think, are frustrated over the lack of anything being done. I think that's what that poll reflects.
Yeah, Tim Pawlenty, the latest Republican figure to punt on the immigration, because they don't know what to do either.
No.
Because they don't want to, I mean, they've already completely alienated the Hispanic vote, but... So he refuses to say whether he'd sign a similar bill in his state of Minnesota.
He said,
we need to be a nation that values legal immigration. And when he asked again if he supports the bill, Pawlenty just repeated his desire for stronger enforcement.
Yeah. Immigration reform is becoming another third rail in American politics. Nobody wants to touch it.
The NBA's Phoenix Suns will wear Los Suns jerseys. It's partly as a political statement against the flawed law. They announced they'll be Wednesday night for Game 2 of their playoff series against the San Antonio Spurs.
Tonight, Cinco de Mayo. Yep.
Yeah, the jerseys will honor our Latino community and the diversity of our league, the state of Arizona, and our nations. So good for them. They're standing in.
That's not going over too well in some circles in Arizona.
It is. Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid said the Senate must finish its work on financial regulatory reform one way or another by next week. Yeah, that's fallen off the radar all of a sudden.
Mm-hmm.
Reid said he has recommended the caucus accept a 51-vote threshold for amendments instead of requiring a 60-vote threshold on each provision that comes to the floor. Because, The Republicans doing their level best to make sure nothing gets done ever in the Senate without 60 votes. So we will keep our eye on that as well as all the other stuff. Tomorrow, CNN's Christine Romans will come on to explain the fluctuations in the economy. And, you know, it's the wildly popular new weekly Representative Alan Grayson feature, Face the Grayson. Where you get to ask the congressman questions. That's it for us. I'd like to thank Chris LaVoy, Jim Ward, Rebecca Taylor. We will see you tomorrow on the Stephanie Miller Show.